Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. We're bringing you the broadcast live as we normally do, all the way from sunny South Florida. And it's quite chilly out here. We're in the open air this evening, and we're bringing you the broadcast from that location. I trust that you all have had a very good day, a very good week, as a matter of fact, and you're certainly looking forward to the multitude of events and activities of this evening. Tonight's broadcast is a continuation, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. It's a continuation of the series that we've been bringing to you over the last 2 weeks. The question is asked, are you a struggling Christian? Are you a struggling Christian stuck in a rut? And, of course, the heart of the matter is always everything. So we're going to get into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your blessings. And now as we get into study of the word, we ask that you would be with us and guide us throughout this evening. In Christ's name, I do pray and we thank you. Amen. All right. Tonight is, like all nights, it's a beautiful night because this, too, is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God has a beautiful, beautiful planet. And I think sometimes when we talk about being a Christian, a struggling Christian stuck in a rut, I think sometimes the reason why perhaps we are stuck in a rut is because we don't really know. There are times when even Christians don't really know how to get out of that rut. And God says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, you know, you begin to ask, well, what is God talking about? Is he talking about, I go to church every week? You know, you start to wonder, I go to church every week. I'm doing all the things that I thought I was supposed to be doing. I'm returning a faithful tithe. I'm giving a liberal offering. You know, I visit the sick. I do everything. I worship God. I attend midweek service. I'm doing everything that I feel that I'm supposed to be doing. But I'm still stuck in this rut. And I can't understand why it is. But yet I come before the people with testimonies and they say, God is good all the time and all the time God is good. But when that's during the fellowship with the brothers or the sisters, and then you find yourself, whereas it's when you're outside of that fellowship, you begin to wonder, why is it that I can't even afford to pay my light bill? Why is it that this bill is a challenge for me or a struggle for me? What am I possibly doing wrong? Why is it so hard for me to make ends meet? Well, all of these are questions, and these are good questions that you should be asking yourself. And certainly, if you have not asked yourself, but yet you're wondering these things, I would encourage you strongly. Write these things down on paper. Take paper and pen and start writing these things out. You know, these are questions that you want answers to. God, why, you know, why, you know, I'm doing the, you know, put it out there, all the things that you feel that you are doing. And when, you know, sometimes it may be that you have it in your head. You have it in your head. God, you know what? I'm doing everything, but I just don't understand it. I know a number of people that feel this way. I'm doing everything, but yet and still I don't understand why is my life filled with a life of struggling. And you have even children that are of age, that are simply of age, and they begin to wonder about their parents. Why is it that, you know, my mom or my dad, you know, why is it that they are having to struggle so much all the time, it seems? It's like it's a constant struggle, day in and day out, day in and day out. It's a constant struggle. Why is that? Why is that? Well, certainly that's not a situation that God wants you in. God does not want you in that kind of predicament, that situation. Not the God that I know, that God is loving, kind, and providing. So there's something that's going on that perhaps you need to take stock of. And listen, when you've prayed, God has blessed you to have life, health, and strength. If you're able to, he's given you that. And perhaps we need to, in addition to writing these questions down, I want you to just take for a moment, take some time for a moment and reflect on your life, perhaps over the last 10, 15, 20 years, even 30 years. Reflect on that and begin to ask yourself some questions when it comes to that as well. Ask yourself, let's say that if you're in your 50s, just start asking yourself some questions about what was it that you did 30, 40 years ago with your life. Did you ignore some of the calls that perhaps your parents may have made recommendations or suggestions on? Did you, I mean, here's just some things that I want you to put out there. Did you complete your high school education? Did you go on to vocational school? Did you get a formal degree? Let's look at those things. Let's start creating somewhat of a curricula vitae or a resume of your life over the past, let's say, 10, 20, 30, and 40 years. And so now the reason I'm suggesting this is so that you can start to reflect and see what was going on. Was there a pattern? See, I believe that every one of us as humans, just like our DNA, there's a pattern to that. I believe that we all have patterns in our lives that we, you know, you find that sometimes, like on my Tuesday night show, I talk about how people gravitate to the same types of relationships that don't obviously work because they're dating the same person over again, just with a different name, it seems, or they're doing something. They haven't made any changes in their own lives, so they're gravitating to that same kind of circumstance or situation. So until we start to make a change and understand the need for a change, there's a likelihood that you're going to repeat the same process. And it's just in the name of a different person, in the face of a different person, but it's a very similar process. So we need to take stock. And in some cases, taking stock might mean that you've got to get some counseling. And even if it's individual counseling, that is fine. If it's individual counseling, or you're going to go with your significant other, or family dynamics, family counseling, but it could be very important. If you're gravitating to similar relationships, or you find yourself in relationships where it just seems that they just don't work out, get some counseling for yourself. I don't care what level of profession you're on. It can be very, very, very important, very therapeutic for you. And you may discover something about yourself that you didn't have a clue on. That's right. You may discover something about yourself. Now, as we talk about, and we're still trying to stay focused on, are you a Christian? a struggling Christian, not just a Christian, but a struggling Christian, stuck in a rut, stuck in a rut. And if you are, again, I say to you, write down your struggles. Write them down. Write down what you think that you've done in terms of being this good Christian and going to church and returning a faithful tithe and all of these things that you feel that you've been doing. And after you've done that, then write down the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years of life, your life, of course, and dependent upon your age at this point in time. Begin to write these things down. And as you do, I want you to see. Just kind of take a mirror. List your parents, you know, your education. Did you listen to your parents? Did you finish your schooling? Did you go on to advance yourself? And, you know, the jobs. Now start listing the jobs or the careers that you've had. Have they been consistent with the cost of living? Have I been always struggling for the last 20 or 30 or 40 years financially? Just keep writing out. Keep writing. Write your story out. This is very, very important. I'm telling you, if you can start to question yourself and writing these things down, it is in doing this that you're going to start finding some answers. I can assure you, you're going to start finding some answers because a lot of the answers lie within you. That's right. I'm telling you, God has equipped you to find the answers for the problem. Every day, God has the sun shines on you when it's a sunny day, and when the rain comes, you that means that every day you've been alive for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Maybe you feel that you haven't been living. You've just barely been existing. Well, that's no fun, just existing. When there's a life is so filled with so much out there for you to embrace. That's right. Life is so filled with so much out there for you to embrace. And I can assure you that once you embrace life, life will embrace you. So go ahead. If you're that struggling Christian, write out your struggles that you're dealing with from day to day. No matter what it is, if it's finance, if it's health, if it's the children, if it's your significant other, you write these things down. Write them down. Then you reflect over the years. Is this your second marriage? Is this your third marriage, your fourth marriage? You know, why is it that the first one, two, or three didn't work? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then take stock. And I want you to, after that, after you've written things down, after you've reflected, then I want you to go into a period of prayer and fasting. Fasting might mean that you go on a juice fast for a day or two. Of course, make sure that you take stock of your health. If you're on medication and you know that you can't do a fast or a whole day, then certainly consult your healthcare professional before you take on any fast that requires you to refrain from food or drinks or anything along those lines. Now, if you're able to, and even if you're not able to, God understands. If you're not able to refrain from food because you're on medication that requires you to eat, then by all means, don't do that. By all means, don't jeopardize your health when it comes to this. And believe me when I tell you, God understands. Now, when you can't, I mean, even if you're still able to fast and say, well, God, you know what? Fasting is letting God know that it may be that you want to give up something. You say, God, I'm going to do a fast. I'm giving up TV for a couple of days. You know, and I just, God, this is something that I love watching television, you might say. But I'm going to give that thing up that I really love, that I really embrace a lot. And instead of me and being engaged in that, God, what I will do is I will make the sacrifice and not do that very thing that I love doing. And God, I really need your attention. That's what you're asking. God, really, I need you to focus in. I need you to really zoom in. I'm having this problem. And as you begin to go ahead and you let God, you have that communication with him. Talk to him like you were talking to a friend. Talk to him like you're talking to a father or a mother. You know, pour your heart out there to him and let him know, I can't, you are the vine. You know, he wants you to come to him and let him know what you're going through. He already knows. And sometimes he just wants you to have that relationship with him because there is nothing too hard for God. There is absolutely nothing too hard for God. And let me tell you something. When you establish that relationship with him, because see, now I'm going to tell you, as you reflect, and we talked about reflecting, when you were doing that, there was, chances are, there were some decisions that you made that were not necessarily favorable decisions. They were not necessarily favorable decisions. And so these were decisions that have now perhaps caught up with you. That's right. They perhaps caught up with you. But you know what? It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. So if you can have hope and aspiration, then you know what? Your situation can change. If you are in a situation where you're able-bodied, your situation can change. You don't have to be stuck in a rut. Your situation can change, but it will require you to not only have the faith, but put works to your faith. You see, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. The Bible tells us that. Faith without works is dead. And it also tells us that it is without faith, it is impossible to please God. See, when you come to God, you got to come to him in faith, by faith, believing that he is God and that he will help you with whatever it is that you're going through. And, you know, let that be a growing experience for you. Let that be a learning experience for you that may have just taken an extended period of time, 30, 40 years. And, of course, with that, you know, look at, as you reflect, look at the pattern of life and look at the sins in your life that you know of, that you know that if you've been living a life of, you know, a life that you know is contrary to God's word, a life that you know that, you know what, I wasn't supposed to be doing this or I wasn't supposed to be doing that, yet and still I've done these things, then, you know, you've got to now this is where it's required that you begin to make the sacrifice and saying, you know what, I'm not going to live that same life again. I'm going to make some changes in my life. I really am. I'm going to make some changes. And I'm going to ask God to help me when it comes to these changes. And let me tell you something. God wants to help you. God wants to bless you. God wants to help you to make a difference in your own life. He really does. And in order for you to, in order for this to take place, you have got to decide that you're going to make a difference in life. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to decide that, you know what, the life that I once lived over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, I don't want that life anymore. I want now a different life, and I want a different lifestyle. I don't want to continue in the sins that I once engaged in. I don't want to be this person that, I don't want to be this person no longer that disappoints God. I don't want to be this person that God can't count on. I don't want to be that person that just just have been repeating the process over and over again in my life and getting the same results. See, that's where now, as you start to change your situation, as you start to change your way of thinking, as you start to change the things that you no longer want to do anymore, this is where change is going to come in, and this is where your life is going to start. Your situation and your circumstances are going to also change. So I encourage you, I really do, I encourage you to make that difference so that you can make that change. And when you do, you will be blessed tremendously for it. I know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to this, because